Welcome to the club, cause you're that kind of nerd.
Hello, patrons, and welcome to your exclusive spoiler cast of Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, starring James Marsden, Jim Carrey, and why do I always forget the guy's name who actually did Sonic?
Ben Schwartz.
Benjamin Schwartz. Thank you, Brian. I am joined by just the fantastic and the knowledgeable Brian Thornton.
Wow, thank you. What did I do that to deserve such a intro?
Well, I mean, you're here with me, and you saw the movie.
I did see the movie.
We got to.
I was very adamant about we deserve to support this movie, and so I went out and supported it.
So let's start off with that. I do want to make that part of the conversation that we have about this movie, and I'm curious if you think that kind of factors into the success of this movie. For those of you who are completely unaware, Sonic the Hedgehog released a trailer and had immediate backlash online with the worst character design for Sonic that I've ever seen. It was off-putting, it was scary, and it was not my Sonic. So the internet revolted, and they said, fine, we're going to go back, we're going to redo CGI Sonic for the entire movie to make it better for you. And there we go. And Brian, you made the excellent point that if we as fans are gonna fight, you know, cry foul and bitch about this, then we have to show up and give them our dollars if they fix it. And they did.
Yeah. And I mean, I think to answer your question, that it absolutely has at least something to do with the success of the movie. I think this is a perfect example of what good fan service is, and what, you know, doing things for the fans to further, you know, your movie along can do if you listen to the right people and the right complaints. Like, you say there was an internet backlash. You say there was a revolt. I didn't see a lot of toxicity around it. I just saw people who were disappointed with it. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just not in the right corners of the internet, but...
No, if anything, I would say I'm in the wrong corners of the internet, right? Okay. I think I'm in the spot of the internet where we were looking for that feedback loop.
I think a lot of the outcry from the fans was criticism, not, like, toxic fandom.
Right,
and
yes.
I think that's the kind of behavior we should be rewarding, and I think that's what the studio did, and I do think that that's why it's part of the reason why it's being successful. The other part of the reason is it is a fun family film.
Yes.
It really is.
And unlike Playing with Fire, I think this had something for everybody. I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was funny. I thought that it had heart. And it kind of hit all the boxes of my kids enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. My wife enjoyed it. Everybody came away having a good time. I do wonder, though, if this is kind of like Cotton Candy, where I absolutely love it, but I don't remember it, you know, a month from now. And it kind of evaporates quickly. And I got my sweet tooth fix, and then I'm gone. But...
I think that's what most family films are, though. I don't think family films,
right.
Not like the Disney films, not like the Pixar film, because let's face it, those are a different variety of film.
Correct. Yes.
Most of your family films are, hey, let's watch this. Let's all have fun. We're going to forget about it in a couple weeks. We're not going to remember the details. We're just going to remember, hey, remember that time we went to see Sonic the Hedgehog and we all enjoyed it?
Yeah.
And then it's going to come out on DVD and we're going to buy it and we're going to watch it incessantly, like, for 3 straight weeks. And then we're going to forget about it again.
My kids are probably going to watch this a bunch of times. You're right.
But every time we, like, rediscover it, we watch it and we have a good time.
I
don't
think
it's ever going to lose its luster.
Oh, my God. Where? What happened to you? I gave you a compliment at the top and now you're like Mr. Positivity all of a sudden?
Because this was an actually decent movie. It wasn't I have some things to say about it, but
me too.
They're nitpicks.
I just think you have love in your life now. Now you're just actually coming out on a positive outlook.
I mean, I had love in my life in December when we talked about Star Wars, and I had some things to say about that.
And listen, I definitely have a lot to say about this movie as well, but I'm just glad to see we're both on the same page and I like your outlook better than that. So thank you.
I did highly enjoy this movie.
It was really good. I just want to start off right off the top with talking about Jim Carrey and his performance, because I'm a Jim Carrey fanatic, so I'm willing to talk about this. And
yeah, I knew you'd want to start here.
Right. I mean, why not? And because it's been a while since we've seen Jim Carrey in this kind of role. Movie. Right.
Yeah.
I think the last time we saw Jim Carrey in this kind of role was what? A Christmas?
Oh, gosh.
No. Horton Hears a Who?
No, he did Christmas. Was Christmas Carol after Horton?
Christmas Carol was after Horton, but... would you count that as like what he did in this movie? It's been over 10 years. I'll say that.
It's been a while
since I've seen Jim Carrey in something like this. And I definitely think he had a lot of fun. He got to be his classic Jim Carrey. And
he has my favorite line of the movie.
Was it I expected this, but then what was it? What was your favorite line?
My favorite scene that the part of the movie that really got like an audible chuckle out of me is like beginning of the third act. He's creating this new power source and he's playing his music and he's doing this over the top like dance thing in his lab. Yes. And he turns around and his assistant scares him and he's like, "Oh, I thought you'd like a latte." And he gets up into his face and he's like, "Do you think I'm an idiot? Of course I want your latte. I love the way you make them."
Yeah. Just that over-the-top delivery
over
for it.
Over the top, yeah.
That, and I'm trying to find the other quote about being surprised, but then I was expecting to be surprised.
Oh, yeah. The I don't think it was being surprised. It's like, I think he was... I wasn't expecting that, but then again, I was expecting to not expect something. Or something to that effect.
Right. So therefore it doesn't count.
Yeah. That was a good line too.
Anyway, I like that line a lot. I chuckled and it was pretty good.
He was good. And you know what? He is the perfect actor for this role.
Well, I'm glad
they didn't take this villain seriously.
Exactly. Yes. I'm glad they didn't take this character seriously at all. They just let him goof around and be who he needs to be. And I thought it was great. But I really want to give a huge just a round of applause and a bigger spotlight to Ben Schwartz, who did a fantastic job as Sonic. No, you don't believe you're wobbling your head.
I wouldn't classify it as fantastic.
I thought he did a great job.
I think he did a good job. I wish he was a little bit more frantic in his delivery.
Okay, with the speed thing?
Just his overall delivery. Like, I needed it because he's constantly supposed to be, I got to go fast. I'm constantly running. Like, yeah, he doesn't know, like, boundaries for most of the movie.
Okay.
And, like, I need that to come off in his voice performance. Like, I need that fast talking, like, real quick, like, on the fly, like delivering lines. Like, not super fast, but fast enough that, like, it's just a hair faster than everyone else around him, and he just was delivering the lines just like normal, like, you know, a normal voice acting.
So
would.
So you're just saying you would have liked a stronger choice.
I would have liked a more frantic performance out of him. And if you watch the newest DuckTales, and that it took me like a half hour to get over, like, is he just doing his what is he,
John Ralphio?
Dewey? No, he's
Dewey. I think he's
Dewey in DuckTales, and I watched like all of DuckTales on Disney Plus.
So that's my
like,
kid, yes.
It's the same performance, and that's kind of my issue. It's the same performance.
Okay, I don't agree. I do see what you are saying. I think the problem, though, the reason I'm saying as a kid's movie, I don't want the dialogue to go over the kids' heads, because then I have to sit there and repeat, well, what he said was this. And like missing the part, I think it was best reflected in the baseball scene where he's playing baseball against himself. I thought that was a great balance of just like, hey, you have to be a little bit ridiculous, you gotta be a little bit weird, and you gotta have to represent this weird thing that's happening. And it was a, no pun intended, home run for me with the way that he delivered it. So I thought Ben Schwartz did a great job. And again, I understand you're not taking away from his performance. You're saying he was good. Okay. You just would have liked to seen a different take on it, a different spin.
I would have liked to see the stuff he did in that home run scene more often. Like the real quick, you know, what he does in that scene is the real quick changes in personality between when he's the guy in the outfield from the guy at third base to the guy that like that's the kind of the performance I needed to see like throughout the entire film.
Because I thought you got those moments like after the car flip with Robotnik, right? And it's like, you know, I do not know how I'm alive. Like those little moments I thought were just over the top enough that it was magical.
I'm not talking about over the top. I'm just talking about like like just
right the kinetic energy that you would have for it.
Exactly.
I get exactly what you're talking about. But very good. Definitely liked it. And then James Marsden, which by the way, this guy's amazing. And
James Marsden?
James Marsden, I think, is very underrated. I think he's an underrated actor.
Short straw.
the man does a lot. And then, as I've noted, you noted, I think he is also contractually obligated to do some kind of talking to an animated character in a car movie like every 5 years or so. Because the last time that he did this was Hop.
Yes.
And which was him talking to a CGI bunny in a car for a bit. And now he's got Sonic going across there. I like him.
I like this guy. I wish he could do more meteor roles in movies, I guess is the phrase. Because like every time I see him, he's always like good, but he always gets shoved to the side. Like Cyclops is the best example. Yeah. Like he plays Cyclops for 3 movies and like he's in legitimately like a half hour footage.
I would say more like 2.5.
Between 3 movies.
Yes.
And like even in Superman Returns, he's like just shoved aside as the other guy, the other boyfriend.
And even just, in like, Westworld, he's even pushed aside. He's not
he's
even like
so good.
He's very good.
He's
like him
very
a lot.
Good in everything he does. Yes. He's always fun. He's always he always brings it. He's always like he does a good job, and I just feel like he's gotten a short straw every time. I'm so sorry for James Marsden.
Listen, here's the thing. I think even just being able to do some of this stuff, it's almost like character actors who are just like, oh, I wish they had bigger roles. We're just like, dude, they're still working actors, still making their money, still out in the world, still doing their things. James Marsden has Westworld money and Westworld prestige. I think he likes to do the movies that he does. I think he's picking those projects that excite him rather than those bigger roles. But yeah, I would love to see him in something a little bit bigger. That'd be pretty nice. The supporting cast to this was also pretty good. The actress who played his wife, Maddie, I thought she was great. The guy who played Wade, the other cop, Adam Pally, he's always funny to me.
He was on that show Happy Endings for a while, and he was good in that.
That has a cult following. I'm part of the cult. So anytime I see somebody in there, I'm like, he's from Happy Endings. So it's nice to see him.
And even the guy who played Robotnik's assistant had some pretty decent comedic timing and everything. Like, and that's the thing. Like, I think this movie did such a good job of balancing like the really like kind of fun actioning stuff with some really like just comedic moments. Like,
yeah,
I highly, highly enjoyed this movie. I really did. I took my brother-in-laws to see it.
Okay.
They're both over the age of 20, we'll say. And we all walked out. They were like, that was great. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. We should go see more movies like that.
What I liked about the other thing, too, and I'm curious what your thoughts were when this was happening, was the bar scene that they have, right? After they're on the road, after they're fugitives. Mm. And it has that Quicksilver.
It's a Quicksilver moment.
The Quicksilver moment. Did that is that the best way to like? How did you feel about that scene?
I think when you find something that works, you just you keep it going. Like this has become the language of somebody who can run this fast or somebody who is working at this kind of speed.
Right.
I think it's fine. I think you got the Quicksilver scene, which codified it and said. And everybody said, oh, that's how you do that cinematically.
Right.
And now everybody else does it cinematically. I mean, they did it in Justice League with the Flash, too.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm okay with it. Like, it makes sense. It allowed for some comedic, you know, moments within that scene. But yeah, no, I'm completely fine with it.
Because it was that scene that was just like, okay, I've seen this before, so I wasn't as into it as I thought. And then the other scene for this movie where I was just like, not pulled back, but just like I wasn't as engaged as I thought was kind of the opening scene with the whole owl and the Sonic as a baby thing.
Okay.
I noticed, oh, that's from the game. That's the loop-de-loop. Like, there's Emerald Hills. Like,
he's clearly being chased by Echidnas. Like,
yeah.
They're clearly, like, Knuckles with masks.
Correct.
So, like, I'm sure Knuckles is going to make his way to Green Hills eventually, too.
Right. There's definitely tips of the hat to
the
canon.
He'll probably be the villain in the next movie. So.
There's definitely a lot of tips to the canon, which is nice. As a video game movie, you have to put some of that stuff in there. I thought they did it. It was just weird to me at first, but I don't know. Am I just overcritical on that part?
No, I mean, I think you're being just a little overcritical. I mean, it's weird because, like, this is a movie based on a video game that doesn't really have a very fleshed out story. No. Like, the Genesis game was, hey, you're a blue hedgehog who beats up robots. So, like, they're trying to add some sort of mythos to it. And when you do that, it's always a little jarring at first. Right. It's always like, okay, sure, that's fine. So, like, I feel ya. I do. But, like, I'm rolling with it. We only spent, like, 10 minutes there. Maybe we'll go back in a sequel or what have you. But, yeah, I thought it was fine. What was I going to say?
It's funny that you said, though, that, and you're right, Sonic really doesn't have a big canon to draw back, a big storyline to draw back on. There's a musician by the name of Alex Day who had a great song where he goes, Sonic.
Sonic doesn't need a story. He runs fast and gets springs and loop-de-loops his way into your heart.
And it's funny. That's all you need. Sonic doesn't need a story. He just runs fast, gets rings. I love him.
Goes to casino planets.
Right. What did you think about, though, the ring technology and the fact that it's like a portal and we're kind of...
I thought that was a cool way, again, inserting some sort of mythos into the fact that why would he have these rings or why does he need to collect these rings? The one thing that I was a little disappointed in, when from the moment where he like discharges this like a massive amount of energy and the whole movie is like him kind of like trying to harness this back, I really was waiting for him to go supersonic.
Me too.
I was
at
waiting
the very
for him
end
to
against Robotnik. I wanted
yellow
it.
And like it never happened. I was just slightly disappointed by it, but like I hope to see it soon because let's face it, this movie is going to get a sequel.
Oh, yeah.
But I was waiting. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, tell me he goes supersonic. Tell me he goes completely ham.
I did that, too. When they were in the town, they're fighting Robotnik. Again, I'm like the heart moment where the whole town's rallying for him and everything like that. Yeah. I'm like, come back to life and go supersonic. I just, the nerd in me is like, do it, man, do it. And I turn to my wife and I'm like, he's going to go supersonic. She's like, what are you talking about? Because my wife doesn't play Sonic. And I was like, just you watch. And then it didn't happen. I was like, I'll explain it to you later. I'll get there in a minute. That's not happening.
I'm interested. I mean, because the only real mythos in Sonic is like the Chaos Emeralds and that stuff. Like, I'm interested if that's where we go into these movies now that we know that this concept worked. Maybe we do like a heist movie of Sonic trying to get these Chaos Emeralds across multiple planets, not just Earth. I mean, he's got the rings. He can go wherever he wants.
Right.
Like, so I'm interested. I think I think this movie did a really good job of telling an insular story, but setting themselves up for, we can do another movie if we want. We can do another 10 movies if we want, or we can just end it here.
Yeah, but that's the part I thought was, that was bold. It was a bold choice with at the end credits when Tails pops up.
And it was like, a smart choice.
It was, but I'm just like, guys, you redesigned the entire character. And I don't know how much money you put into this movie, but like, you have stones to say we're confident in our cast, we're confident in our direction, that we're going to plug that sequel there at the end.
I don't know if it was as much of a, we're this confident as it was like, here's a nice tease for the fans. Like, and if it does well enough, we can do a sequel. If it doesn't do well, this movie works completely fine on its own.
Right.
That stinger and everything. Like, it's like when Super Mario Brothers ends with Daisy kicking down the door of Mario's apartment and be like, I need you to come back with me. And we never got a sequel. Are you really that upset that we didn't get that sequel?
Right.
You know, like, if this movie didn't do well, no one would be like, oh, man, well, you know what? I wish we had that sequel. Like, right. It did well, and it was a good movie, and it's making money. And I'm sure it's gonna go that route. It was smart. It was smart to have an insular story inside that two-hour movie. Okay, we're going to end it so that, hey, if we never do another Sonic movie, at least you got this one. But at the same time, let's keep that door just a crack open. Let's maybe just leave it slightly ajar so that we can go there if we need to.
Yeah, because I got to be honest, my six-year-old was very excited to see Tails at the end of the movie.
She's smart.
She was like, Tails, oh my God, it's Tails. I was like, yes, it is. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Listen, I there's not much I can say that I didn't enjoy about this movie. I thought the gags, the humor was on point. It was funny. It was nothing offensive. I there wasn't anything in there that I thought I had to explain to my six-year-old or worry about them seeing. I thought it was just overall just a pretty just nice fun movie. It was nice to see the Sega like logo at the beginning with their little song. So it's just it's just cool to see those little things in the movie world that you don't obviously see a whole lot. Any other kind of closing thoughts for you on this?
No. I think I've said multiple times. I mean, really enjoyed this movie. I hope it continues to do well because I would love to see a sequel to it.
Well, speaking of that, then let's talk about the numbers, right? Because we talked about the fact that on our main show before that this movie is now part of the successful comic book and video game, video game movies, like Detective Pikachu. In that vein, actually, matter of fact, this broke Detective Pikachu's record. So the budget for this movie, and I think that the estimate on this one on IMDb is low, it's $85 million. The reason I say it's low is I know that they had to do the redesign, and the studio that actually did part of that work is closed. They actually shut down. So I think that budget may be a little bit higher. Opening weekend, they did $58 million.
Right.
Gross in the U.S. was $112 million as at the time of this recording. But
it hasn't even released in China yet.
And worldwide, $218
million. Yeah. This has made its money back.
Definitely has. At the very least. Even with the redesign and marketing.
And it hasn't released in the second biggest theatrical market yet due to illness reasons.
Right, yes.
Once it does open in China, like, let's be real. Like, this is the type of stuff that market eats up.
Yeah.
These are the type of movies that do better overseas in China than they do over here.
Yeah.
It'll make another 200 mil easily in China alone, and we'll get a sequel.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind.
I'm ready for a sequel. I mean, they even left a little bit of Dr. Robotnik right in there to say, hey, what's he going to be up to? I think you're right on there with Knuckles. Two, that you can put those two things together, Knuckles, Robotnik, maybe Robotnik manipulating Knuckles as a villain kind of thing. I think it's got a lot of great potential, and I'm ready to see more of these. So I'm like, go ahead, let's make a new Sonic movie every 2 years and just see what happens. But overall, fantastic movie. Can't recommend it enough. I thought it was really great. I was looking to the director of this, Jeff Fowler. Hasn't really.
Nah, he's done like what, two other things before?
Yeah, and one of them was an animated feature. It was a Gopher Broke back in 2004. Yeah. He also did Where the Wild Things Are though back in 2009, which was
right.
But he wasn't a director; he was just visual effects for that one.
Okay,
so he's only directed two things, and a writer for most of it. So very excited to see if he's gonna stay on and continue to do a sequel, and I think it'd be a lot of fun. So I'm ready for it. Highly recommend.
10 out of 10. Would see you again.
Absolutely. All right, patrons. Thank you so much, by the way, for supporting the show and allowing us to go to the movies and then come back and talk to you about them. Just please do us a favor. Share these episodes. Share the Patreon with a friend. Get somebody else on here to kind of see these exclusive behind the scenes and exclusive episodes. We can't thank you enough for supporting our show. And thank you so much for making us your walk around your neighborhood and your drive to work. We'll talk to you next time.
Well, welcome to the club, 'cause you are that kind of nerd.